Tiger on the prowl. Boys State basketball tournament. And an Iowa basketball player is going to test the NBA waters. That and much more. Dan Schonk of OurLads.com lending his NFL perspective after the combine. All that in the next hour on the Gym Class. Mark Dukes alongside Kyle Mann on this glorious Friday. Sunshine, a little cool. That's okay. We're heading in the right direction. And right now coming to you on 1600 AM as Scott Unash has the call on our FMs, 107.5, the North Gym, 106.3, the South Gym of North Lynn and Grandview Christian, just entering the second half of that game for the 1A state championship. We'll bring you up to date on that later tonight, 8 o'clock. Scott will be on the air on the FMs to call Iowa City West and Cedar Falls in all Mississippi Valley Conference matchup for the 4A state championship. That game should be a dandy. A.J. Green leading Cedar Falls and Iowa City West getting to the state championship game. Once again, Cedar Falls beat West in the regular season 55-54. Earlier today, Cedar Rapids Xavier with a 60-50 victory over Waverly Shell Rock in the 3A consolation game. Not exactly what Xavier wanted, but the Saints completed a wonderful three-year run, two state championships, and a third-place finish at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. So much more in college basketball going on right now. We've got all kinds of tournament action leading up to Sunday's selection of the NCAA tournament. So, Kyle, we've come to the end of the week without UNAS and survived. How about that?
Yeah, didn't always know if we'd make it. Well, of course I did. It's been a good week.
319-366-1600 is our phone line and our Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Go to HertineandStockerJewelers.com. Remember to set your clocks forward when you go to bed Saturday night, Kyle.
And
there are clocks you need to set.
Yeah, I was about
to say.
And
I'm all with Brommelkamp on that. I'm looking around my house. I've got a clock on the wall. I've got a clock radio next to my bedside. I've got a microwave. I've got an oven. It's not all just phone and computer, right?
I don't know. You're talking to the wrong guy. I've got one clock, and it's always with me.
Your phone.
That's right.
You don't have a microwave?
Well, okay, of course. We've got other clocks.
You
got to
reset that, right?
Yeah, the oven, the microwave. Yeah, there are some we'll have to
so
tend to.
So it's appropriate to say you need to reset your clocks.
Yeah, it is.
All right, I'm a Todd on that. Tiger Woods, is he back? The Valspar Championships, Tiger Woods, currently in contention. Shot a 300 par 68 today. He is 4-under for the tournament. Currently tied for third. Corey Connors, Canadian, at 7-under par. Kelly Kraft at 5-under. And then there's a group at 4-under. Tiger left the course today at the Copperhead Complex. Tied for the lead. And social media just kind of going crazy. You don't have to like Tiger to appreciate what is going on here, and that's what we're going to talk about here in the first segment. That is there anyone in sports history, Kyle, that moves the needle, so to speak? That's the best phrase I can think of. Is there any athlete that moves the needle more than Tiger Woods? Now, at this course, the Valspar Championship being held in the Tampa area. Before, when Tiger committed to the tournament, they were expecting about 10,000 more fans per round. Record attendance by the end of this thing. They added an admission gate. They added 6,000 parking spaces. They added 35 more shuttle buses and doubled the size of the media center. And that was before Tiger is in contention at the halfway point of this tournament. So I just got to thinking, I mean, is there anyone that I have covered, come across, you know, researched, whatever, that really moves the needle as much or more than Tiger Woods? 319-366-1600, our text line and our phone line. There may be somebody out there, but I don't know. I mean, television ratings are going to go through. NBC is going to, you know, they're going to profit from this. There's no question about it.
Going to be a good weekend for them.
If Tiger stays in contention. I think it's not only his personality, but his comeback and the doubt with which everybody looked at, you know, this guy's not going to win again. You know, he may play good a couple times, but, and he may not win. I don't know. But he's going to play this tournament and three out of the next four. And he appears to be in good form. So, and we talked about this yesterday. You're not a huge golf fan. And this really isn't about golf. It's about sports. It's about an athlete, an individual athlete, able to move the needle like Tiger does. Anybody come to mind?
I mean, you can maybe throw out that, you know, especially back in the day, Michael Jordan, maybe. But I think the thing with Tiger is what you're talking about is what he does for golf is bring in people who aren't golf fans, don't really care about golf, don't pay attention. And I think one of the reasons is that, he touches on so many different demos. He brings in an audience that you wouldn't otherwise have. And in that respect, I don't think that there's really anybody who even comes close.
Because of his comeback or his backstory, his troubles?
Well, and when he was a younger guy, it was because, you know, he's a black golfer. And not only a black golfer, but at the top of the sport. That brought in, you know, that brought in all sorts of interest that wasn't there before. And you're right, the comeback now, he's still Tiger. He is what he always was. But the comeback now, that does bring in a whole nother aspect of it. And you've got people coming in just to see if he's going to be able to get back on top, if he's going to be able to win again. I hadn't really even thought about that, but the comeback does add a whole nother aspect to it. And, you know, the honest answer is no. I don't think that there's anybody who rivals him in terms of the interest that he brings in to his sport.
From a golf standpoint, I wasn't around when Ben Hogan made his comeback after being in an accident and then performing very well. That was pre-TV, pre-social media, and that was quite a story in and of itself. But in my lifetime, I think there's been a smattering of athletes who, for a period of time, maybe not the length of time that Tiger's been out there, for a period of time, it was must-see TV. Or, you know, somebody comes to your town, you got to go type thing. That's what I'm talking about. And I think of when Sosa and McGuire were going through their thing.
Oh, yeah.
In pursuit of the home run record. And say what you want about, you know, PEDs and whatnot, but I mean, that captivated America. And if the Cubs were playing the Cardinals, good luck getting a ticket.
Mm-hmm. And it along in that same breath, you could even say when Barry Bonds was in the middle of his season going after the record, I would say that's sort of similar. But even that, the Sosa McGuire thing, Barry Bonds, those are kind of events. You're watching,
right.
You're watching a home run chase. You're not necessarily tuning in just for those guys. You're kind of tuning in to see something rather than someone. Whereas Tiger, you're tuning in to see someone.
Valspar Championships are, let's face it, just another tour event. But I outlined what, you know, the committee there had to do when they found out Tiger Woods is going to be in the event.
That's crazy.
It puts things over the top. And again, that was before he was even in contention. I can't imagine the crowds this weekend in the Tampa Bay area and the viewership on NBC. And I know a lot of you out there aren't particular golf fans, But this is a sports story. And, you know, along those lines of Sosa and McGuire, I was in Kansas City. I don't remember the year. I was doing a story on John Watham, the Cedar Rapids native who was playing for the Royals, and George Brett was in pursuit of hitting 400 for the season. And when I was in Kauffman Stadium that particular day in September, Brett briefly went over 400. And I mean, that was nuts. And for somebody to, you know, reach 400, Ted Williams setting the bar, that was a crazy time. And that was must-see viewing. And when Pete Rose was on his consecutive game hitting streak, 42, 4, something like that, I mean, you had to find out how Pete did that particular night or that day. Did he get a hit? Did he extend the streak? I mean, that was captivating. You know, imagine if Zach Johnson somehow persuaded Tiger Woods to participate in his foundation tournament at Elm Crest Country Club in Northeast Cedar Rapids. Can you imagine?
That'd be
the people that would be there?
Pretty big event, yeah.
I mean, it already draws a big crowd. It already draws a big crowd. But if somehow Tiger Woods is going to be at Elm Crest in little old Cedar Rapids?
That is fun to visualize. You can imagine just the traffic that would come to little old Cedar Rapids.
Or if he was at the John Deere in the Quad Cities. I've been to the tournament multiple times. Tiger may have played in it once. I can't remember. But, I mean, John Deere would have to add parking lots as well. They would have to make accommodations for the crowds that would show up for Tiger Woods. And listen, I'm not a huge Tiger Woods fan. Don't get me wrong. But it just, when I watch what happens today and watch, you know, what tournaments have to do to accommodate the people that are going to show up to the tournament, again, it just made me think, is there another athlete that is in that realm or has been in that realm?
The one player that I think is at least in the conversation would be Michael Jordan. I remember hearing about his time with the Bulls, and it wasn't just him. It was primarily him, but you had Scottie Pippen, Rodman, all those guys. But I pulled up some quick numbers here, and when Jordan was there, Chicago sold out 610 consecutive games.
Mm.
That's a lot. But then the more interesting thing to me is that if you take – I'm going to get kind of mathematical with you here for a second.
No worries. I'm a math minor.
If you take the average attendance at NBA road games during his career, and then you take Chicago's road games, the revenue that got brought in Chicago road games is over his entire career was $30 million over the average. So that's a pretty impressive stat.
And that was sustained too throughout his career.
Yep, and because I also looked up even when he came back and went to the Wizards, they sold 2,000 more season tickets just before he even stepped on the court for them. They had won 19 games the season prior. Michael Jordan comes to them, they sell 2,000 season tickets more than the year before.
And I'm sure when Jordan decided to play baseball, his first minor league game.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be a sellout, I don't remember. But it was must-see viewing. Could this guy hit a baseball? Could he play the game? It's Michael Jordan. And I get it. And I was talking to Alex Kuhn about this topic before the show. He of the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. And I said, imagine, you know, Cedar Rapids has held some NBA exhibitions over the years.
I was at the last one, the Timberwolves and the Bucks.
Yeah, I was too. I didn't see you there.
Jabari Parker hit a game winner in that game.
He did.
I actually went viral that night. I was the only one to capture video of it.
But imagine if, assuming LeBron is with Cleveland next year, and the Cavs come, and there's a chance of seeing LeBron James with the that game not sell out in a second?
Oh, they would come out. That would be maybe the biggest night that the U.S. Cellular's had, at least as far as sporting events are concerned.
Must-see viewing.
Yep.
Must-see viewing. And that's what I'm talking about with Tiger Woods. And who knows what's going to happen this weekend. He could shoot 80 tomorrow and not be around for the weekend. But the way he's playing, you know, I think he's going to be right there. And, you know, a couple other athletes that I thought of, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Ali came to town for, his career was over. He came to town for an exhibition, and a good friend of mine, Steve Eden, a co-college product as I am, sparred with him, and that was a big event. That was a big event. And I've covered Drake relays. I remember back in the day when Danny Harris of Iowa State was pursuing Edwin Moses' hurdles record, never reached it, but he was at the Drake relays during that time that he was pursuing Moses' mark, and that drew amazing crowds. 319-366-1600. Is there another athlete in sports history who moves the needle more than Tiger Woods?
You bring up Muhammad Ali, and that reminds me, at one point my dad told me when Mike Tyson was young and first getting into boxing and, you know, first making a name for himself, he would fight, you know, every few weeks. And I remember my dad telling me that those were pretty major events. Pretty much everybody would sit down in front of the television just to see Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Baseball today, I don't know. Basketball, hockey. You know, if they're going to come to Cedar Rapids or within a 50-mile radius, would I go see them? Yeah, I think there's some athletes, but again, for a sustained amount of time, and certainly today as Tiger makes his comeback, it's just a phenomenal thing in my mind. Green Bay Dustin on the text line. I saw KG and the Wolves play Paul Pierce and the Celtics back, and it was the Five Seasons Center.
That's a pretty good matchup there.
Darn right
KG
it is.
KG and, well, Paul Pierce.
Yeah. Speaking of the Valspar, Tiger tied for second right now. He is three back of Canadian Corey Connors, who is at 7-under. Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson had a nice day as well, matching Tiger's 68. And Zach Johnson will make the cut easily. He's currently tied for 18th. He's moved up 50 spots today, again with a 68 that followed his first round 73. So Zach, apparently, you know, he's in contention as well. So we haven't come to any conclusion here, but pay attention.
It's 2 days in a row.
I mean, after he's made the cut, his Masters odds to win the Masters has gone down to 10-1, right behind Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas. I don't know what they were to start out with. People are going crazy over this, and it's a phenomenon in my mind. Much to get to. Dan Shonka of rlads.com. Tyler Cook, the Iowa sophomore, has announced his decision to take a look at the NBA, Kyle. And I'm looking for the news release here that with Cook quotes, and Cook says, after talking with the coaches and my family, I'm going to test the NBA draft process. It is my dream to play professionally, and not hiring an agent at this time allows me to see where I stand. I'm allowing God's plan, and I'm thankful for this opportunity. I appreciate all the support that I continue to receive from Hawkeye Nation. Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey, supportive. Tyler should take advantage of this opportunity, and we fully support his decision, McCaffrey said. I have spoken with Tyler and his family in depth and believe this is the right decision. This relatively new rule is a positive one for those in pursuit of their professional dreams. Peter Jock went through it in 2016, and I found it to be beneficial as it allows athletes to gather information throughout workouts and interviews from NBA personnel. What do you think?
Well,
is Cook making the right decision?
Well, there's really no negative to it. It's not like he's declared. I don't personally think that he's ready for the NBA. But with that said, it's not like he's declaring. It's not like he's ending his college career and
has not hired an agent. Yep, that's her operative words.
He's not putting all his eggs in the NBA basket, so he can come back. And, you know, like Fran McCaffrey said, it's an extremely beneficial situation for him to go through. He's going to get feedback from the NBA. They're probably going to tell him, you know, a handful of areas that he needs to improve in. And I would personally expect Tyler Cook to be back next year. And there's kind of a lot to talk about. I think we'll probably get back to this after we talk to Dan Shanka. But my biggest takeaway from this release was that he makes the comment that he appreciates all the support from Hawkeye Nation. And then there are the quotes from Fran McCaffrey where it says they've communicated. Fran supports this decision, probably encouraged it even. So it sounds like I think there was some concern that Tyler Cook wanted to get out of Iowa City, just wanted to leave the program and get away from it. After reading the release, I don't necessarily think that's the case. It sounds like the relationship is still in good standing.
I think it's a good thing if Tyler Cook truly believes, you know, he said his dream is to play professionally. Great. Go find out what the NBA folks have to say. My guess is they're going to say, you're not ready. You're not going to get drafted. Certainly not the first round. Listen, the guy runs the floor well, finishes at the rim terrific. His jumper is okay, but he's a liability on defense, ball handling, commits some turnovers from time to time. I'm no expert by any means. That's my observations. But just being able to get some feedback, I think, is a very good thing.
Yeah.
So Tyler Cook, question at the Emil's Hideaway poll question at KGYMradio.com reads like this. Where will Tyler Cook be playing basketball next season? Will it be at Iowa? Will it be in the NBA? Or will it be in the G League / Europe / parts unknown? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. Let's talk some football. When we come back, Dan Shanka of OurLads.com will join the show.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But, Dad, school pictures are today.
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, Dupaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all Dupaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through Dupaco's online banking or app. Not a Dupaco member? Join today in branch or online at dupaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
What makes smart rock smart? The artists and the songs. The Beatles, the Stones, Boston, Chicago. Same goes for smart sports. It's the teams and the people. KGYM has all the information you need about the Hawkeyes, the Cyclones, the Panthers. And they have a powerhouse lineup of people to put it all together for you. UNASH, Dukes, Brommelcamp, Kuhn. They deliver what matters to you. Smart Sports Radio. KGYM 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungi Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungi, inviting you to shop one of our three corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungi offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our three Jungi Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. We've reached the bottom of the hour on the Gym Class. Thanks for joining us, Mark Dukes, alongside Kyle Mann today. Scott Unash calling the 1A state championship game on our FM frequencies. Right now, Grandview Christian clinging to a one-point lead over Northland, 37-36, with about 3 minutes left in that game. Northland being held well below its scoring average. Grandview Christian, the defending state champ. So a good game as advertised. Right now, it's always a good time to talk football with our friend Dan Shonka of OurLads.com. Good afternoon, Dan.
How you doing? Scott is busy. He does a great job with the high school sports and everything. And I tell you, it's always great to listen to him. And, you know, we'll miss him today. But, hey, we'll move forward.
We will indeed. Dan, the NFL draft is still a bit more than a month away. But the NFL Combine is in the rearview mirror. Did anything that happened there adjust your projections?
Yeah, I think this, that with Orlando Brown looking about as bad as you could look, you know, I think he signed a no-compete clause before he went in there because he sure didn't compete. And, you know, he big white body guy that, you know, I always look at the glass half full, and I probably, in his case, should have looked at it half empty because he was on empty his whole 3 days there. But, you know, it's hard to believe. The combine just ended last Monday, and all the real numbers start coming out. You see the TV numbers, but those aren't authentic. You know, you get to start getting the real stuff and, you know, seeing how these guys really ran and everything. And, hey, the fast guys, you know, did run fast. And so, but anyway, you know, it was real exciting, I think, to see the quarterbacks throw. Mayfield was as accurate as advertised. And then, you know, talk about other changes. I think James Daniels really helped himself from Iowa, especially now with Billy Price getting hurt at Ohio State. I think that if you had those guys close, you know, Daniels probably leaped forward a little bit and maybe a late first-round guy.
Did Jackson improve his stock with his 40 time?
Well, you know, that was – he ran one pretty good time. You know, he ran a 4.48, 4.49. And then his other time was 4.60. So, you know, when the pro day down to Iowa, when they time the guys and everything, the teams will come in to see what he really is. But I don't think he hurt himself. We ran the 4.49. Everybody said, well, hey, this kid can run. And then he came back and didn't really run well in the second one. But – you know, his ball skills, his athletic ability, and you know, people look at he was a one-year starter. Yes, there was a reason for that. There was two pretty good corners ahead of him, and then, you know, he was a receiver and then moved over to defensive back. But and I think in a lot of people's eyes, it probably didn't hurt him the second time, and he'll be in the, you know, I think the probably bottom one-third of the first round, but I'll tell you, all it takes is one team, and there's not a ton of first-round cornerback talent. You know, Denzel Ward is the top guy from Ohio State, and then Minkah Fitzpatrick is really going to be a safety. So after that, you know, and Jared Alexander from Louisville moved up a little bit. He ran really well. But I'll tell you, Josh is going to be right in there.
I've got kind of a two-parter for you, Dan. There's been a lot of talk about what the Browns should do with that first overall pick. What would you do if you were running the Browns? And also, I'm curious, for you, is Saquon Barkley at least in that conversation?
Absolutely. I mean, he's been our top guy since last summer. And our second guy was Baker Mayfield. So it's going to kind of tell you what we're going to do there. I think there's no question down in my mind. The first pick ought to be Barkley. And, I mean, he's going to be a future Hall of Fame good guy. Knock on wood that he doesn't get hurt. But I tell you what, it's going to take a lot to hurt that guy. I don't know if you've seen him, but he is strapped. I mean, this guy is well put together. He's got a couple thighs on him like, just ask the Iowa defense, you know. I mean, he just, as a chop, he just a great, big, muscular guy that is flexible and everything, so that's going to help him not getting injured. And plus, he's a weapon. I think that anytime I hear that this guy, well, you know, you don't take a running back at one. Well, this guy is a weapon, and you do take him at one because you can put him in the slot. He catches the ball. You put him out wide. How would you like to have him on your side throwing the ball out there in space to that guy? There's not too many corners that are going to lick their chops and want to come up and make that tackle. So this guy is a true weapon, and that's why he deserves to be number one. And I would take him. I think the Browns should take him first. And then on the fourth pick, I would take Mayfield because I think a lot of the old-time personnel people will say, oh, he's a little over 6 foot. You know, we just can't take a quarterback at four that's about 6 foot. So I think, you know, unless somebody trades up with the Giants or Indianapolis at three or the Giants at two, then I think Mayfield's going to have clear sailing to Cleveland if that's what they want to do.
I mean, Mayfield is really kind of polarizing because you've got the police video on the sideline crotch grabbing video, but then you hear he tests through the roof. So yeah, I wonder, is it, do the feelings in the NFL run the gamut, or is there a consensus on this guy?
Well, I don't think there's a consensus, Mark, because as you know, 32 teams in the NFL got 32 ways of different are doing things. And but you know, personally, the coach at Kansas should have got fired because he's the one who told his guys and those little kids that were there at midfield that won the opportunity to go out there. And, hey, they could have shook a Heisman Trophy winner's hand, and instead they pulled their hands back. The coach at Kansas, first of all, obviously he can't coach, but second of all, pulling Mickey Mouse stuff like that is, I mean, that's rinky-dink. And then, but Mayfield, you know, I don't know if any other little clip that Mayfield had on the sideline was, he's, and I don't know if people caught that, but he says, well, I bet you Kansas fans can't wait till basketball season, you know, so. But, no, I tell you what, he's when I visited with different Oklahoma players, every one of them, when I was down at the East West and different places I've been, they every one of them absolutely loves this guy. I mean, they just can't – they just think the world of Baker Mayfield. And to me, when your teammates love you, that's good enough for me. And, hey, he had the incident in Arkansas. I want to tell you something. In the realm of NFL – that was like, you put your finger in a water bucket and pull it out and the hole is left over. You know, it's one of those type of deals. There's not, I mean, that's nothing compared to the thugs that play in the NFL. So, you know, he's a tremendous football player, and I'd love to have him on my team.
You've showed your hand a little bit here, putting Baker Mayfield at the top. But I'm curious. There's a handful of pretty good quarterback prospects here with Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Josh Allen. How do you rank those guys?
Well, I tell you, first of all, you got to have great decision making and you got to have accuracy. Okay, so that's why Mayfield's there, and then we got Rosen second. Now with Rosen, it's bothersome because of his injury history. He's had two concussions and that's held him out of games, and he's had a shoulder surgery already. But he is the second best, in our opinion, with accuracy and decision-making. He's got some fairly good athletic ability, but when you see him on film, his feet are always under him. I mean, he's a if you would put on a tape to show young guys how to throw the football and how to set up to your set point and things like that, hey, you'd show them, you know, Josh Rosen. Now, going to Sam Darnold, I want to tell you, he's a turnover machine. He turned the ball over 37 times in 26 games and threw into coverage all the time. And to me, at best, he's a developmental guy. And draft him, but I wouldn't count on playing him too soon because, first of all, his arm strength isn't great. He's not a real good athlete. He's very average in you know in regards to all the quarterbacks. Just what we found out the other day at the combine, he didn't run the 40. But on the other things, I mean, he I tell you what, I'd put my money on Mark Duke's vertical and higher than he did. I think he's like 24 inches, you know. So, but anyway, and then you know, then the pretty guy, you know, the guy that everybody. That's in love with because he's big, he's strong, and all that business. And we saw him down in Iowa City this year, Josh Allen. Yeah, he looks what you want. I mean, but I think, you know, he's driving a stagecoach on the Autobahn. You know, here's a guy that he can't see it in front of him. When defenses that can really run and got movement out there, he had real problems throwing the ball at, and, you know, and he even admitted as much when he was the Senior Bowl. He says, well, that last half, I knew exactly what coverage they were in, and I knew where to go with the ball. Well, yeah, on Sunday, you don't know what the coverage is going to be. The way they change things around, you get your pre-snap read and everything, but it's a whole different ball game when you got about 5 seconds or less to get a playoff, and a lot of times 2 or 3 seconds. So to get a pass, but anyway, so I mean, I'm not a big Josh Allen fan, but I think he's a guy that, you know, if you worked with him, which see the higher they go, they're not going to work with Darnold. They're not going to work with Allen because they want him on the field. Now what's going to happen? They're going to go to the wayside of many of these other quarterbacks. They just, you know, those two guys are kind of out of it in my mind. Immediately. I think Mason Rudolph is a guy that's your typical drop back in the pocket quarterback, big, strong, smart guy, works real hard. And will he be a superstar? Probably not, but he'll be a good functional quarterback in the NFL that can, you know, win a lot of games for you. And then Lamar Jackson, he didn't run the 40. I mean, he should have. The thing that he can do is run.
Yeah.
You know? And he should have ran. You know what I mean? He should have ran just so, okay, yeah, I ran 4.45 or something like that. And everybody said, "Woo, man, look at that." You know, and but he needs work too in the passing, you know, game because he, you know, he's got a funky delivery, as does Darnold. Darnold's got a funny delivery and said, "Well, I'm not going to change my delivery." And, well, fine, don't change it. Go to somewhere, you know, try to find a coach that's going to work with you when you already got your mind made up. So I think there's more quantity than maybe quality at the quarterback spot.
3:42 in the gym class, visiting with Dan Shanka, our friend from ourlads.com, about all things NFL. Dan, I think Josie Jewell is a very interesting guy. I know there's folks that like him going to Detroit, maybe the second round because of the new coach there and Matt Patricia, and his philosophy and the kind of player that he likes. What are your thoughts on Josie?
Yeah, no, he's a good, solid football player that, like you said, didn't knock the lights out. He ran 4.82 in the 40. But the big thing is there is if he's going to – the teams are going to have to determine, do they think he can cover or is he just a two-down player? And now if they feel like he can cover out of the backfield, then he'll go higher. If they don't, then he'll be, you know, fourth, fifth round guy.
Mm.
We've got two local teams picking fairly high, the Bears at 8 and the Packers at 14.
No, not another wide receiver. No.
What would you advise the Bears and the Packers to do with their first round picks?
Well, I know what the Bears would like to do because they got a new offensive line coach who coached Quentin Nelson, and I think that they would love to get him, but I don't know if Nelson would be there, you know, at 8. And But in the second round, there, you know, the Bears are going to be able to get a receiver, I think, in that second and third round area that they're pretty – and that's what this draft is to me. I think there's just a ton of depth in that second and third round. And so they could go that route. And if in the first round, you know, the top receiver is Ridley, you know, but there he's not – you know, he's not the biggest, fastest, strongest guy. He's very quick. He didn't put up big numbers because the quarterback, Jalen Hurts at Alabama, was very inconsistent. But Ridley does run great routes. He's very quick and all that. I don't know that I take him at eight. I put him in one mock draft at eight, though, one time. You know, but so I think the Bears would consider that. And then the Packers, there's – a lot of directions they could go, whether it's they're going to go. I think we put Josh Jackson in there actually for them one time. So they could go corner. They could go safety. They could get a pass rusher like Davenport, the new kid on the block out of Texas San Antonio. So it's just they could go a lot of different ways.
Dan, what's your experience of players that did not go to the combine, weren't invited perhaps? I know they still have their pro days. And I'm thinking about Joel Lanning in particular. We know his backstory. And I think he's versatile enough to make an NFL squad, but he wasn't there.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, one thing we do know that this year is probably they're trying to change some things to make sure all the better players got to the combine. And the fact is, it was probably the worst year. There's probably 70 guys, in our opinion, of studying these players since last year that didn't go to the combine that should have been there. Mm. And Joel Lanning was toward the top of that list. So, and you know what? When it comes down to it, it really doesn't make any difference if they're at the combine, because what happened was it's very poor job of scouts going through there in the combines, the Blesko and the National Combine. They just did a real poor job of, you know, here's a guy who's a one-year linebacker, and some of those guys come in there early and they saw him, and then they didn't follow up and do their job to see him in the middle of the season and late in the season. And then by the time the All-Star games happened, because we had Joel down at the East-West, and he looked outstanding. And, you know, it's too late to get the guy in the game unless you get a Twitter flurry for, like, you know, Shaquille Griffin from Central Florida. He wasn't invited either. Look, he ran a 4.38. So there's a perfect example. So, no, I think if you weren't invited, no sweat. You'll have as much opportunity to make it as if you were at the combine.
Dan, tell folks, there's just a ton of information at rlads.com. Tell folks about it.
Well, I tell you, that's the thing, Mark. Now, right, we're actually now, there used to be a site out there called Draft Breakdown, and we've kind of absorbed that. We're going to have a video of these different players on, when you click on their name, you know, on our site, like, let's say, Bradley Chubb from North Carolina State, you can see some film on him, Saquon Barkley, you know. I don't know if we've even gone live with that yet. They've been sending me the prototypes and stuff. But anyway, there's all kinds. You know, they go to our college depth charts, the pro depth charts, which we updated, the free agency tracker. It's kind of a full service NFL site. And, you know, of course, our draft guide is the only one that's on the draft tables at the NFL. All the other NFL teams have that on their tables and things. So, a lot of things that our lads do. And hey, if you want to make $500, it doesn't cost anybody anything. They can come play the mock draft challenge and go for $500.
How about that? Let's do it, Kyle.
I could really use $500.
Dan, can't thank you enough. As always, we'll talk to you closer to the draft.
Great, guys. Great being with you. And say hello to Scott when you see him, okay?
Yeah, whenever that is. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
3:48 on the gym class, talking with Dan Schalk of rlads.com. Encourage you, if you're an NFL fan, go to that site and check it out. Right now, we'd like to give you an opportunity to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina. Three locations. Tournament time, perfect time to go in, grab your favorite beverage, chips, salsa, maybe get a queso on the side. Caller number six, you're going to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina right now.
We've reached it, the point where Tuesdays can only get better with more of America's favorite boneless wings. So here at Buffalo Wild Wings, we invented Boneless Tuesdays. When you buy an order of boneless wings and get a second order free, that's twice the wings and twice the sauces. Every basket counts, and on Tuesdays, every basket of boneless wings counts as two. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. Valid only on Tuesdays while supplies last. Tax and gratuity extra. Additional restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a free O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 t-shirt by mail. Save on Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Had a couple of drinks watching today's game? Should you be behind the wheel? Buzzed driving is drunk driving. It's easy to tell when someone has had too much to drink. But what about when someone has too many to drive? The legal limit in Iowa is .08, and law enforcement is cracking down on all drivers behind the wheel and over the limit. Don't underestimate your limit. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Most of us live the same way, paycheck to paycheck. That's why tax refund season at BillionAuto.com/GMC is such a big deal. With your tax refund, you may be able to get a lower payment on a new vehicle, like the all-new 2018 GMC Terrain. If your banker recently said no, maybe we can say yes. Apply online for credit pre-approval. All applications accepted. Not all will be approved. We are professional grade. Take advantage of tax refund season and view over 7,000 vehicles at BillionAuto.com/GMC or visit Billion Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac in Iowa City.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at kgymradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. Actually, Mark Dukes and Kyle Band with you in the last 5 minutes of the Gym Class today. Kyle, who's our winner of the La Cantina gift card?
That was Jason right here in Cedar Rapids.
Excellent. Enjoy it, Jason. It has gone final in Des Moines, the 1A Boys State Championship game. Grandview Christian has repeated as state champion.
Wow.
49-46 over North Lynn. Both teams held well below their scoring average. Terrific season for North Lynn. I'm sure it isn't the result the Lynx necessarily wanted, but still a terrific season. They're coming up 8 o'clock. Scott Unash on the call on our FMs 107.5 and 106.3. 4A State Championship game, Mississippi Valley Conference rivals. Iowa City West and Cedar Falls going at it. Earlier today, a 3A consolation game. Xavier prevailed over Waverly Shell Rock, 60-50. So Xavier, two state championships and a third place finish in the last 3 years. Terrific there. If you missed it, Tyler Cook has decided, the Iowa sophomore basketball player, has decided to test the NBA waters. He has not hired an agent, but he's going to go through that process, get some feedback, and we'll see what happens with him after that. Poll question at KGYMradio.com. Where will Cook be playing basketball next season? Will be at Iowa? Will be in the NBA? Third choice? No, he'll be in the G League, Europe, or parts unknown. Go ahead and vote. That'll be up through the end of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Speaking of, terrific guests lined up on that program. Joe Wieskamp, the Iowa recruit out of Muscatine, who concluded a terrific career with a first-round loss to Iowa City West in the state tournament. He'll be joining the guys at 5:35. And then Jordan Bohannon following up at 6:05. Those are among the guests. Terrific show lined up for those guys.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what Jordan Bohannon has to say about the Tyler Cook situation. Probably won't want to talk about it too much, but I'll be interested to hear what he does say. And while I want to give credit to Grandview Christian, especially for some high schoolers, that North Lynn team sounds like they were dominant all season, especially offensively. You got to give credit to a group of kids who can engage on defense that well. So hats off to them.
If you missed it, the Valspar Championships, Tiger Woods with a 300 par 68. He's tied for second in contention on the weekend, folks. He's three back of leader Corey Connors. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids will make the cut easily. He also shot 68. He stands at minus one and inside the top 20. Last few minutes here, Kyle. I know this hits home to you. It hits home to me. I want to send out our thoughts to the family and friends of Daryl Berry, who founded the Metro Youth Football League, Metro Youth Football Association, I should say, in 1971. Daryl died on Monday at age 77. He spent a ton of time trying to develop that program into what it is now. I mean, over 2,000 participants in terms of the athletes, the parents, the volunteers. I know you went through the program, Kyle. My son and my grandson went through it. I highly endorse it. And a lot of the credit goes to Daryl.
Yeah, that really was a great program. Like you said, I went through it. Pretty much everybody that I grew up with went through it, and it's the only outlet for football around here. So,
and they do it the right way.
Yeah, so big thanks to him, and the thoughts are with the family right now.
Scott Unash will return on Wednesday. He's going to take a couple days off, and but we've got great guests lined up at the outset of the week. Michael Loss, as usual, Gazette sports columnist, will join us on Monday. Sure, a lot of talk about the NCAA brackets as they are released, men's and women's, on Sunday. And Tuesday, we're going to be joined by New Jefferson football coach Chris Busing. And he recently appointed to succeed Brian Webb at the Jayhawk Post. Looking forward to talking to Chris. He also is the boys' track coach, so he's very busy right now with that. And Kevin Lehman, who usually joins us on Thursdays, we're going to move him to Tuesday and talk more about the NCAA tournament. And, of course, Mark Ironside on Wednesday previewing the NCAA wrestling tournament. So great work, great week. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks, Jeff Downing, our producer. Thanks to our guest, Dan Shonka of OurLads.com. Talk to you next week on the Gym Class.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?